This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Palestinian Authority today resumed control of Bethlehem. Israel had occupied the West Bank city since November when a suicide bomber from Bethlehem blew himself up on a Jerusalem bus. The handover follows an Israeli pullout last week from the northern Gaza Strip, the first steps in implementing the International Roadmap for Peace in the Middle East. And it comes a day after Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas held another meeting in Jerusalem. NPR's Peter Kenyon was in Bethlehem earlier today. Any problems with this handover today?
There weren't any, not so far anyway. Palestinian police cars were patrolling the streets of Bethlehem as I was there. I saw recruits training to go to work. There's a logistical difference between the pullout in Gaza and the pullout in Bethlehem. There really were no tanks in the center of town, in Manger Square or anything like that. They had been encircling the town and moving in as needed to arrest wanted Palestinians. In fact, the Israeli Defense Forces have put out a statement as the handover went into effect, saying that though they had deployed and they're committed to making this work, they would carefully monitor the Palestinian forces. So clearly they feel the ability to come back in any time if there is a threat of a warning. But in Manger Square today, there was a very, I would say, cautiously festive atmosphere. People were quite happy to be out and about and see all the strangers in town because, of course, getting in and out is the real problem here.
What were the practical effects of this handover?
It was a psychological lift for folks. We heard people saying, I know all the signs are that this is just another false start, but maybe there's a chance that we can get a little further down the road towards peace this time. We can all push our political leaders to try and take this ceasefire seriously and try and make it into something more lasting. On the other hand, a lot of people here were saying, it's nice to be able to walk around town and not see Israeli soldiers, but for us, we need tourists to come in from Jerusalem and elsewhere, and it's still increasingly hard to get in there. Today it was about an hour to get in, a little bit less coming back out. So in terms of economic benefit, that's what needs to change, is the access in and out of Bethlehem, not just moving around within the city.
Now, why is Bethlehem the first West Bank city to be returned to Palestinian control?
Well, mainly because it's relatively isolated and relatively quiet. Bethlehem was the third city given to the Palestinian Authority and Yasser Arafat back in the 1990s after Gaza and Jericho. Israelis tend to move in response to specific threats in Bethlehem, and there have been those threats. Some of these refugee camps around Bethlehem have definitely their share of angry militants who have, in fact, carried out attacks. For some time, the threat was a shooting at the nearby Jewish settlement of Gilo, which many Israelis consider a neighborhood of Jerusalem, from the town of Beit Jala, just outside Bethlehem. Also, I think in this case of Bethlehem, you have to consider that it's a biblical city, crucial to Christians around the world, including the evangelical Christians, who are some of Israel's biggest supporters.
What about the others?
Well, Mahmoud Abbas and others have said that we may see pullouts from other Palestinian cities in a matter of weeks, perhaps starting with Ramallah, but the Israeli security officials say only if we see a real attempt to dismantle Hamas.
Now, what's the next step on the road to peace?
Well, a lot of important signs are going on the finance side. There's one report that the U.S. Agency for International Development is giving money for the rebuilding of Gaza and the West Bank. And, of course, a lot will depend on whether the security front is able to move forward.
NPR's Peter Kenyon.